This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Every day makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know, we need them. We certainly do. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. Are you ready? You're ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? I know you're ready today.
I'm revved up and ready today.
I knew you would be.
You did? Are you psychic?
No. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And what if I were to ask you, Lauren, do you have anybody hitching a ride on you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, here's the deal. You know, millions of people, our life strategist today says millions of people currently suffer from the negative effects of deceased spirits, spirits who have attached to them, and they're not aware of it at all.
Right.
And, you know, the question is, for all of us, or am I one of them, you know?
Yep.
Have you noticed recently any unusual behavior changes? Do you live with unexplainable emotional or physical issues? Well, our life strategist is Ellie Pichette, and she's written a wonderful book. Mm-hmm. It's called Hitching a Ride, A Guide to Earthbound Spirits and How They Affect You. She has... She's come up with her own unique method of dealing with this. And when you begin to read the comments from people that she has worked with, man, does that get your attention? And, you know, so it's like, can something that we're so unaware of be causing us just unbelievable problems in our lives?
Absolutely. And we know this on a mental level, so there's no doubt that it's not much different on a spiritual level. Right?
Absolutely. Well, I think we're hitting all the today, body, mind, and spirit,
Absolutely.
If you will. And we're going to talk and learn from Ellie Pichette today. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment to meet the author of Hitchin' a Ride, Ellie Pichette, our life strategist today, here on Strategies for Living. Stay where you are. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program Ellie Pichette. She has 32 years of experience as a metaphysician. She helps clients all over the world using her proven distance healing, Pichette healing technique. Her training and abilities support a lifelong passion to be the catalyst for her clients to heal and shift as quickly as possible. Ellie Pichette, welcome into Strategies for Living.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm looking forward to speaking with you both.
So how long has this been going on? How did you come to begin to figure out that, wait a minute, the cause of some problems for some people are earthbound spirits, and I can do something about that. I can help people with that. I'm intrigued as to how this started, Ellie.
Sure. Well, I was actually meeting in a session with a client who was more of a counseling session when I had started my private practice.
Right.
And I realized at one point as I was sitting talking with her, all of a sudden I got that there was another spirit with us.
There was somebody else in the room.
There was someone else in the room. You usually can't see them, which is why it can be problematic, you know,
right,
for people that have attachments. So this, as I tuned in, I realized that there was an old woman inside of the client inhabiting her. And this is when my one of numerous past lives as a shaman memories kicked in. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even aware of this at that point, but all of a sudden I remembered how to connect with this spirit, and I merged with her. Both of us inside of my client by astro projecting. And this old woman was afraid to leave. She was afraid to go back to the light. And so I had to sit with her and talk with her and encourage her to let me kind of lead her out of the client and direct her on the way back to the light so that she could move on as a soul. And eventually it did take a little bit of coaxing and encouraging, but eventually she did agree for me to assist her. And so I remember carrying her out in my arms very gently and assisting her in heading toward the light, and her guides joined and took her the rest of the way. So That was my first experience of remembering what I used to do when I was a shaman.
I'm just thinking from a counselor or therapist point of view. Yeah, how did you explain that to your client? Because obviously it just happened. It's not something that it sounds like you were prepared for.
Well, you know, I definitely wasn't prepared. I wasn't looking for it, which is, you know, how I do a lot of things is by experience. And the clients who find me are usually pretty open to different things, and especially energy work and intuitive work. And
we're becoming more and more open to that. More and more people are becoming more and more open to that now, aren't they?
Yes. And the thing is that she actually felt better. She felt like there was a weight off of her chest and her shoulders when this woman left.
Wow. Mm. So for some of our listeners who may be kind of new to this idea, how would you describe an earthbound spirit and how do they get stuck?
That is a great question, Lauren. So an earthbound spirit is exactly what it sounds like. It's a spirit that has left the physical body, also known as death, and then gets stuck here instead of moving on to the light, which is what we hope and want for everyone. They might decide to stay here on the earth plane. Either it could be fear of, you know, if they grew up in a religious background and, you know, that was a kind of a punitive teaching for them, they might be afraid that they'll be punished if they if they leave the earth plane, and so they have free will, right?
Yeah.
Same outside the body or us in the body, and they can actually decide to stay here deliberately, but then they don't want to stay. They don't want to hang out by themselves. They want to eventually inhabit another person so that they can, if they're in the body of another person who might resonate with them on some level, maybe they smoked, maybe they had depression, maybe, in other words, maybe the spirit and the person that they attached to eventually both had depression, so they have something in common. And that's just one example. But when they're in the body, they can eat and drink, and it's almost like being alive again. And
vicarious.
So they'll just stay there. Yeah.
Yeah. They get all that vicarious sensual experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. That's right. And another, you know, another cause of an earthbound, of a spirit becoming earthbound, is if there's a shocking, sudden, unexpected death, like a traumatic car accident, or could even be a heart attack, something that was not, that they didn't have time to prepare for their transition. And so they die suddenly, and could be even an accidental drug overdose. As you both know, a lot of the young people are seem to be experiencing that, unfortunately.
Right.
And the spirit will be confused and not, sometimes they don't even know that they're dead right away.
What kind of symptoms would be noticed by someone that might lead them to ask the question, is somebody or something hitching a ride here? What?
Yes, that is such a classic, wonderful question. So personality changes, which I know the two of you are very familiar with, being also in the counseling field. A person might, like I recently had a client who has a family, and she contacted me. I was recommended by Barbara Marciniak, who channels the Pleiadians. she's quite an interesting woman, and she's the best known channel for the Pleiadians, which are a benevolent extraterrestrial group, very, very high level.
Yeah.
And I had gifted her my book some years back, and recently she was doing a channeling of the Pleiadians, and actually the Pleiadians recommended me through her.
Wow.
Which was a real compliment. So this woman was one of the listeners. She listens to Barbara Marciniak, and she contacted me because she was having anger, like really pretty intense anger, and feeling very unsettled and aggressive and even depressed. And when we met, when I worked with her, she said that was not her normal. So long story short, and I removed a demon actually from her. And then I went on to remove a earthbound spirit from her husband, who was in a different room. And then she was so pleased, she had me do two intuitive healing sessions for her two daughters later. So I would say personality changes are a big tip off that there might be another presence, strong, a lot of charge to something that might normally not have that much charge, almost as if there are two people there, even though you can't see the second one. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. If I come in either physically to see you, or I know you do a lot of your work
distance-wise,
so are you able to tune in immediately once you hear why I'm here? Are you able to tune in immediately and tell me, yeah, there's nobody on board, or yes, there, this is something that we need to look into?
Well, I like to get right to the point. And so, yes, I can check. I have my own process of checking to see if there is one or more entities around a client. And then
what's the most you've ever found?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I really want to know.
There was a woman who was a hoarder, like you see on some of the programs.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Stuff everywhere. And actually a client had recommended me to her. She was a friend of hers. And I went and did an in-house visit with her. And there were actually 33 earthbound spirits throughout her house, and I went one floor at a time and removed them all.
Wow. We have a lot to learn here today. If your seatbelt is not buckled, you better buckle it. We're taking a break, and we're coming back with the author of Hitching a Ride. It's a Guide to Earthbound Spirits and How They Affect You. Ellie Pichette, our life strategist today. Lots more to come, lots more to learn. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pentel's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentel at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentel Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, our life strategist today, the author of Hitchin' a Ride, It's a Guide to Earthbound Spirits and How They Affect You. She's Ellie Pichette. You can find the book wherever you buy books. You can also check Ellie out at phoenixrisinghealing.com. And also, you know, if you would like to consult her, the way to do that is through that website, phoenixrisinghealing.com. And so, Ellie, you walk readers through in the book, and it's very intriguing. And I got to warn people, once you start reading this book, it's hard to put it down. So you owe me some sleep because I read at night.
Thank you. People do seem to really enjoy it. And you know, David, I wrote the book. It took me a long time to write it. There were a lot of case studies in it. And
I love that you included the stories.
Yeah, I think
I love
important.
The, you know, the stories make it real, you know.
Well, you know, you have to be able to captivate the reader's attention and hold it. And it had to be interesting. And the stories are all accurate and they're real. And, you know, I wrote the book as a service to humankind to mm-hmm. let them know that, you know, this is a real issue and it might be an issue for someone who's experiencing. It could be even physical mm-hmm. symptoms as well as emotional.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really, really a service, but I'm glad that you liked it.
Just out of curiosity, what percentage of us do you think have some sort of attachment, whether it's actually causing us issues or not?
I would say it's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, that's what I was,
mm-hmm.
was thinking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, I guess we wouldn't seek help if we didn't have any kind of troublesome symptoms. Is there, mm-hmm. In your work, have you found benevolent attachments?
Well, those would be what we call spirit guides,
yeah.
Angels. You know, those are the beings that are here really to help us and to help facilitate our lives and help us learn our lessons. The ones that we don't want to have around us are the ones that are acting more like parasites, you know, kind of draining our energy, affecting mm-hmm. our personalities, mm-hmm. Getting us to do things that we wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of wondering because I'm putting myself into the place of listeners mm-hmm. who are hearing this and saying, well, the closest I've heard about what they're talking about right now is I am familiar maybe through my minister, my priest or whatever, some religious, you know, entity. I'm familiar with exorcism, mm. right? How does your mm-hmm. process, how does it differ from that or does it? And how is it similar to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So an exorcism is when I do what I consider an exorcism, it's usually more with a really dark energy being like a demon. Mm-hmm. And it's about removing the demon. And I'm not sure where the priests send them, if and when they're able to get rid of them, but I send them where they want to go, where they're comfortable, which is in the underworld.
Mm. Mm. And I think that's where the priests send them, you know, back to hell.
Yeah, or, I don't know. Yeah.
You know, or whatever you label as that, you know?
Yeah. 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 Could be. Actually, a priest read my book. He was given it by a client who had a spirit attachment, also known as a ghost, right? That's the more common phrase, in his house for about 30 years. And he had tried everything he could think of and different people to get rid of this spirit. And he wasn't able to. She would hide his phone. She would hide other objects.
Yeah.
He would feel her presence. And I was able to remove her, identify her, it was a woman, and remove her in a couple of sessions. So he was really relieved, and he had read my book 3 times.
Wow.
And then passed it on to his priest, and the priest read it and said that I was right on the money.
Mm. Wow.
Cool.
You know, trauma is such a big thing in our world.
Both the living and the departed.
Yeah. And we talk about, you know, we talk about here, you know, big, not just here, but it's talked about, trauma's talked about as big T trauma and little T trauma. And whether you have no big T trauma, the big stuff, we all have, I don't think anybody
Nobody
is alive
escapes that, without gets, little
yeah,
T.
With a little, without yeah. little T trauma. But trauma, how is there a connection between trauma, particularly trauma that we haven't worked on, trauma that we haven't resolved, for both your clients who are living and maybe, could we call them your clients who are departed that you help because you help them too?
Mm-hmm. I do. It's a healing for both. And can you be a little bit clearer with your question about the trauma and how it would pertain to?
Well, is there a connection?
What's
the connection of trauma and unresolved trauma in hitchhiking, the hitchhiking entities that might be on board?
Well, there could be a resonance.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The earthbound spirit might have a trauma history that was not healed before they left their body, and they might happen upon a person who is alive, who they recognize the symptoms of trauma. And so again, there might be there would be a resonance there and a familiarity.
Right.
So they might decide to, what they usually will do is they will hover around the person, sort of deciding if they want to take the next step, which is to inhabit their their body, to join them energetically. Mm-hmm. And so they'll hover and then they'll go in if they are like, yeah, I think I want to hang out with this person. I had a woman, now this isn't really an example of trauma, but I had a woman who came to me once because she was gaining weight, and she was found herself all of a sudden buying certain items at the grocery store that she had never liked, like Fritos and chocolate. And yeah, so she wanted to know, is there a spirit attached to her, causing her, you know, influencing her to buy these items? And when I tuned in, I got that there was, and that these were two of the earthbound spirits' favorite items to eat, Fritos and chocolate. So,
okay, wow. now you know what's written. Okay, so now you know what's why I go to the chocolate and the Fritos, right?
Yeah,
I have an excuse.
Well,
now.
I'm also glad then that Ellie is here to help you with that.
Oh, I don't have anything to say to that.
I take it that's something that you like, David.
I like Fritos and chocolate.
Those.
Yeah, I get in trouble. Lauren, you know, I get in trouble. I have to sneak into the pantry to get both. But, you know, most of the time she catches me, Ellie.
Sometimes in the middle of the night.
Or right before bed, usually.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, popcorn and chocolate actually taste pretty good together at the movies.
That's true. That's very true. Ellie, when you're working with a client, is it typical for the client to immediately feel the healing, or does it generally take, you know, some time?
No.
What's the norm?
Before I answer that question, I did want to just finish the story with the woman with the who was gaining weight. Yeah, once I removed the spirit and sent, and this was a male spirit, and once I sent him to the light, she stopped having those cravings and started to lose weight and go back to her normal weight.
Any idea what attracted that particular spirit to her to begin with?
This was a while ago. I do usually ask, you know, why the spirit, has attached to the person that I'm working with, and you know, there can be all different kinds of reasons.
Yeah, I guess sometimes, you know, you probably have to, you know, separate out your detective curiosity. Sometimes it's just a matter of
You just got to get the job done.
Does it usually take a while? I mean, you were talking about the 33. That's a lot. Yeah, are you usually able to do that? Like, even when you encounter a number like 33, can it be done quickly, or is it sometimes a process?
No, it's usually one spirit or entity at a time, and that took easily a few hours because I went floor by floor and removed the spirits one at a time.
Wow.
None of this is ever a rush job, but I'm pretty efficient at being able to remove whatever it is, especially if it's just like one or two, possibly three, in one session.
Fascinating stuff from Ellie Pichette that we are learning today. The book is Hitching a Ride. It's a guide to earthbound spirits and how they affect you. You can find that book wherever you buy books. And you can go to phoenixrisinghealing.com for more information about Ellie Pichette, our life strategist. And we'll be back with more today here on Strategies for Living. Don't go away. More to come and more to learn.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here.
with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope. Looking for strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
And I'm two-stepping right back up to the microphone here on strategies for
All
living.
Calm down, we need you to talk.
Okay. Welcome back in, folks. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Ellie Fichette, the author of Hitchin' a Ride. Great book, and you can get it wherever you buy books. It's a guide to earthbound spirits and how they affect you. And you can also find Ellie at phoenixrisinghealing.com. Tell us a story, Ellie, of somebody that you've worked with that really stands out. Yeah, stands out for you.
Yeah, well, there was a young woman who sought my services when she had always been a very healthy eater, like kind of, you know, granola and vegetarian and just she had a super clean diet.
Right.
And one day, all of a sudden, her gallbladder started becoming very painful. And she had no idea why, and actually had scheduled a surgery to have her gallbladder removed. That's what the medical doctor had recommended.
That's what they do typically.
That's what they do.
Have a nice cut.
Right. So fortunately, she found me. And when I tuned into her, I got that there was an entity, and it wasn't an earthbound spirit. It was kind of like a little like a gremlin that was actually wrapped around her gallbladder. And that was the cause of all the pain. So once I intuited that, and I do play psychic investigator, I have to find out what's going on, what's causing the issue, and, you know, and then get rid of it. So I removed it, and all her symptoms went away, and she was able to cancel the surgery and save her gallbladder.
Wow.
I wish I'd found you when I still had my gallbladder.
So for those listeners who, you know, are hearing about earthbound spirits and entities and attachments for the first time, they might be, I don't know, they might even be a little fearful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Ellie, what are some ways that we can provide some protection for ourselves, for our energy, for our homes and our bodies?
That's a good question, Lauren. So if for people who already have earthbound spirits or some other type of entity attached to their energy field, it's a little bit late for the protection, but yeah. You know, they can use protection after whatever it is that's with them that's harmful is cleared. And the other thing that they can do is, for people who don't have anything attached to them, it would be a wonderful idea to use protection in the form of white light. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty, you know, pretty basic, traditional, classic form of protection. And one of the ways that people can use that and utilize it is by visualizing the white light inside of them, like the light you get when you look at a candle that's mm-hmm. lit, and then increase it from within
right.
to outside of them so that it creates a natural barrier.
Mm. So
does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes Absolutely. Total sense. So it's about the intent
and the visualization.
And the visualization then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm. That's right. And believing that they can protect themselves and that they are protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Archangel Michael is also a really good protector. They can call him in.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I know the two of you will really relate to as therapists is by having their emotional issues from the present or the past cleared, which yes. is another yes. thing that the other thing that I do for my clients, by resolving and clearing past issues like trauma, depression, anger, anxiety, grief, they become a lot less susceptible to outside negative forces attaching.
Sure, because they would no longer be in resonance with that sort of attachment, right?
Yeah, okay. That's right. And they're stronger. Their energy field is stronger. They're more uplifted, higher vibration. So yeah, so they're much, much less likely to attract.
Are there any that, you know, you've been confounded by that, you know, you've had to work extra hard to help the client get rid of or send on?
Well, unfortunately, extraterrestrials are becoming a little bit more common. And
really?
They're negative extraterrestrials. There are positive ones, like I mentioned a little while ago, the Pleiadians that are here to help and be of service and are high level. But the negative ones that are malevolent, they're more involved. It's my least favorite group to work with because mm-hmm. they have numerous layers, not just the ones on the ground that are tormenting the person that they have. I don't want to get too into this, but that they've selected, but they also have a mothership mm-hmm. that sends them, you know, kind of assigns the aliens that are more on the ground to study and affect a certain individual. And in a nutshell, the reason that they do that is because they don't feel emotions. And so they like to cause emotions, especially ones of distress, and record the what they observe.
So, so they're doing like some kind of research and investigation
yes.
and study.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's research, yeah.
There's a lot to all of this. Hitchin' a Rod is the book, A Guide to Earthbound Spirits and How They Affect You. Ellie Pichette, our life strategist today, here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back to wrap up our conversation. Stay with us.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donnie Zawalker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and Ellie Pichette, our life strategist today. Her great book, it's called Hitchin' a Ride, A Guide to Earthbound Spirits and How They Affect You, at your favorite bookseller. And you can find her at phoenixrisinghealing.com. Ellie, we've covered a lot of ground, and yet there's so much more. you're gonna have to promise to come back.
I'd love to come back.
Good.
Yes.
What do you want to leave us with today? What do you want people to really take away from this conversation today?
Well, I would encourage everyone who's listening to take a little more time to be introspective and tune into yourself. How are you feeling? What are you noticing? Get quiet. Stop being so busy so that you can get clearer about what it is that's bothering you. And if you think that you might have an attachment of some sort, I offer a free 15 to 20 minute consultation. I'm not going to remove it and actually do the work in that time, but you can ask me and I can give you a pretty basic diagnosis by tuning into you, if that's helpful. Mm. And so I would say, you know, life is complicated enough. If you think you might have an earthbound spirit or some other type of entity around you, then get rid of it. Do what you need to do to get rid of it.
Well,
yeah, do
Ellie,
something.
Ellie Pichette, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and thank you for being a great life strategist here on Strategies for
Living.
You're
welcome.
Folks, thank you.
It's been great being on the show.
Thank you, Ellie. Folks, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you being with us. We do this for you each and every day, and we can because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing,
roof, roof,
and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Ellie Fichette, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.